Sachas Vesaragim Mishnah Hey Leyestachara Machse Betchila. The Tosfos here. A person cannot open up a quarry for the first time in your field during the year of Shavuot. If you have not quarried any stones from your field prior to the year of Shavuot, you shouldn't start quarrying the stone during the year of Shavuot. As it might not be so obvious that you're quarrying the stone because you need the stone, people might think you're taking out the stone to prepare the land to plow and to plant the land, which is forbidden during the year of Shavuot. So therefore, you cannot start quarrying the stone for the first time during the year of Shavuot. Ad sheyiyu bo shalosh marfiyot. Shehem shalosh al shalosh arum shalosh yurim etrim b'shiva avon. Only contingency that would allow you to quarry the field for the first time during the year of Shavuot, if you have not quarried the field prior to the year of Shavuot, is if it could be seen that there are three rows of stones in the field, that each row is three amos long and three amos wide, and is a height of three amos. Altogether, there are 27 stones in those three rows. Each stone is one amos wide and one amos long and one amos high. If you have that many stones in your field, then the onlooker would be able to discern that you're quarrying the stones. You're not just simply clearing out the field from the stone so you can plow and plant over there during the year of Shavuot. Instead, he will know that you're quarrying these stones because you need the stones not to prepare your field to plow and plant during the year of Shavuot. Satisfied by a Gemal mission above, Gadar Sheyeshbo, Asara Abanim Shamasi Shnaim Shnaim, Hariela Yenavu. Somebody who has a stone fence in his field and he wants to knock down the fence and take away the stone during the year of Shavuot. If the stone fence has at least 10 very large stones that takes two people to carry each stone, in such a case, you're allowed to take away all the stones from this fence during the year of Shavuot. And since there are 10 very large stones, it doesn't look like you're clearing away these stones in order to clear the land, to plow and plant, which is also on Shavuot, as large stones are usually used for building. And since there are 10 very large stones, so it looks like he's taking the stone because he needs the stones to build something, not because he wants to clear the land. So in such a case that he has these 10 very large stones, he's allowed to clear away all the stones, even the small stones. Sheer geder asur tzvachim. The sheer of this stone fence has to be at least 10 tzvachim. That which we said he can clear away all the stones of the fence during the year of Shavuot, that's only if the fence is at least 10 tzvachim high. But if the fence is less than 10 tzvachim high, or there are less than 10 stones in the fence, or the stones are not large enough to require two people to carry them, in such a case, you can't knock down the entire fence to the ground. You can knock down the fence, but you have to leave a tefach close to the ground, still standing, and you don't want to look like you're knocking down the fence in order to clear the land, in order to plow and plant, which is also our speed. So therefore, you have to leave a tefach from the fence as close to the ground, still standing. When do we say you're only allowed to clear away all the stones from the fence if you have at least 10 stones that are very large? That's only if this fence is in your own property. In such a case, since it's in your own property, if you don't have 10 very large stones, it looks like that you're clearing the land in order to plow and plant. So therefore, in that case, you wouldn't be allowed to clear away all the stones. You can only take away the stones that are very large, but the small stones you would have to leave. But if the stone fence is not in your property, it's in somebody else's property and your friend gave you permission to take away the stones from the fence, in such a case, you can take away all the stones, even if the stones are small. And since the fence is not in your property, it doesn't look like you're clearing away the stones in order so that your friend can plow and plant. Instead, it looks like you're taking away the stones because you need them for a building. When do we say that if you don't have 10 very large stones that you cannot clear away all the stones? That's only if you hadn't started clearing away the stones prior to Shavuot. But if you had already started clearing away the stones prior to Shavuot, just you didn't complete the job, and now you want to complete the job during the year of Shavuot, Masha, who wrote that, no tell, he can take away whatever stones he wants, even if he only has small stones. And since he started prior to Shavuot, it doesn't look like he's clearing away the stones in order to plow and plant.